Lord. I was listening on the radio a few weeks ago to a well-known Christian gospel singer talking during an interview about the Christian life. She said, quote, God does not care about what we know or what we do, but our relationship with Him is what He cares about, unquote. This statement is true and false at the same time. The Christian life has a vertical component, that is our relationship with Jesus, and a horizontal component, that is our serving the Lord. Now I realize that the Lord empowers us for ministry, but we have a part to play in advancing the kingdom of God. How do you know God is interested in what we do for Him? It is realistic to ask, how do we serve the Lord and get rewarded in heaven one day? Here's a few verses on knowing God and our vertical relationship. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Now notice that this doesn't say anything about working for the Lord and serving Him. Just be still and know that I am God. It's our vertical relationship with God that He is obviously concerned about here. Maybe the singer I talked to was right in that God is only interested in our relationship. According to Psalm 46:10, that's the case. Be still and know that I am God. Notice there's no work in there. It's all vertical relationship. Revelation 19:10, John wrote, and this I fell at the feet to worship Him. Again, there's no work here. It sounds like it's all worship to me. Now for some texts about working for the Lord. James 1:22 says, you will know my faith by what I do. Doing was important to James. Ephesians 2:10, God has prepared work for us to do. 2:10 says this, quote, we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. That sounds like a very horizontal statement. Liberals fail at this point. Liberals take this to be the foundation of their salvation, that is, good works. Good works won't save you. Only the vertical relationship with God will save you. Ephesians 2:16, Paul writes, quote, from Him the whole body joint and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love, here we go, as each part does its work, unquote. Work was important to Apostle Paul. John chapter 9, verse 4, as long as it is day, we must do the works of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. John says, get a job during the day. Get busy for God, is what he says. Ephesians 4, 11-16, and Corinthians 12:16. So Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers, to equip His people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. We build up the body of Christ through work. Matthew 28:19 and 20. Go into all the world and do what? Make disciples. Sounds more like work to me. Matthew 4:10. Jesus said to him, quote, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only, unquote. Jesus role modeled what we're talking about. He spent time with the Father, the vertical relationship, and developed relationship with His followers, the horizontal relationship. And they all work together. As Christians, we need to focus upward on our relationship with the Lord. We can do this through a devotional time. I find my devotional time is invaluable, and I find that during the devotional time, the Lord speaks to my spirit and leads me in the work that He wants me to do that day. Here's a few thoughts about work from author E.C. McKenzie. Number one, Christianity is a roll-up-your-sleeves religion, so get busy. Number two, what the church needs is more men who will talk less and work more. Three, God didn't burden us with work. He blessed us with it. And number four, Satan is never too busy to rock the cradle of a sleeping Christian. That one's probably my favorite. Satan is never too busy to rock the cradle of a sleeping Christian. I remember a 74-year-old man who came to Nigeria where I was working. I asked him what he was doing in the country. He told me that when he was much younger, God called him to go to Africa and preach to Muslims. I asked him, why did it take you so long to get here? He replied, shortly after I got the call, and with a sad face, he said, and then I met my wife. She wanted nothing to do with Africa or Muslims. He was happy to have met his wife, but sad that she had no interest in missions, so he did not get to Africa until after his wife died, and he was 74 years old. What is the point? Walk prayerfully and don't wait for 74 years to do something for the Lord. One mistake in serving the Lord is when our busyness replaces our relationship with the Lord. That means we are so busy serving the Lord that our relationship with the Lord suffers. We assume the ministry is our ministry, and our devotional time suffers due to busyness. How is your vertical relationship with the Lord today? The vertical is where we begin the Christian life. We should not stay vertical only. People need to hear of the life-changing message that you possess. Jesus cares deeply for your relationship with him, but he also cares about your service to him and will ever even empower you for service. Be busy for God, but don't lose sight of whom we are serving. Remember, Jesus said, "Greater works will you do in serving me." Let me close with Revelation 22:12, where John writes, quote, "Look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what he has done," unquote. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you'll help us to balance out our lives between the vertical and the horizontal. Help us to cherish our relationship with you, but not lose sight of what it means to serve you. Lord, we thank you for these verses that encourage us to serve you and just continue to lead and guide and direct and bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.